Blog Talk Radio.
To a new way, you'll leave this place in a new way, a
a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Lord, everyone, welcome to the Godzilla 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here with another Wellsler prophecy I got first thing this morning. So join me, in the King James Version Bible. I'm going to be in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 6. Let's do verse 17. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Okay, this is pretty much how this prophecy is. And again, this is another Wowzer. Let's see, where are we today? Oh, great. Okay, let me take a guess. August, I'm going to take a guess. August 8th, 2021. So I got this first thing this morning. I am enraged by your stubbornness to humble yourselves and repent. I will send more judgments. Fire, drought, cold, snow, plague, and death. Evil men have been placed in leadership, and no one has challenged their oppressive agendas. Many have joined with the world and with Satan. You have been told to separate from this world. Your unwillingness to do this will make way for the beast and his system to control your life. Another Holocaust has begun. Can you see the madmen? They know who my children are because they are light. You are identified and will be numbered as in the past Holocaust. Do not be slack. Soon war will engulf the entire world. Hold fast. Do not conform. Fear not, I am with you. How about that? That left me speechless. I'm sure it left you speechless. And then I'll call it the killer phrase in there, and it is a killer phrase. And I don't want to really elaborate on the killer phrase. Where is it? Another Holocaust has begun. Imagine that. Do I need to say anything else? We know what happened in the last Holocaust. Now, I was tied up with things all morning. Now, normally when I get a prophecy like this, and he had me doing another one, this is, I want to say, similar to maybe three other prophecies I have concerning the beast system and the beast and extermination and Holocaust. And normally what he will do, and like I said, I didn't have time this morning, and I'm sure I would have if I had time, he normally has me looking at all of the things that happened in, let's just say this, the last Holocaust. You need to do this. Google it. Look around if you're not familiar with what happened. Apparently, and I could see it, it's happening again. I did post something up there that someone sent me not too long ago, that they couldn't imagine how the millions and millions of, I want to say, Jewish people followed along, and Hitler followed along there, and there wasn't any. He says in there there was no opposition. How could that happen? It's happening again. Do you see it? Open your eyes and look around. I can see it. I don't even want to see it. That's how bad it is. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38. These are, I want to say, serious times, perilous times. Everything the Lord says in the Bible is going to come true. Get a Bible, buy one, and read it front to back now while there's time, and you can do it. Please do this. We're at the end. This is it. I say that in every video, and I've said this before. One message is stronger than the last. Now, this one, my hair was standing up for how long was this? It's like, what? Then I started searching for praying and searching for the scripture to go to, and he put me right on this, and I opened right to it. Come out from among them. Now, I have another one out there. Come out from among them and do not partake in the plagues. I have several of them like that. He's telling us what's happening. It's happening again. We saw what happened. History repeats itself. And it will happen just like it says in the Bible. Join a Bible study group. This is not time for you to be sleeping and slumbering. You need to know where we're at, where we stand, and what's going to come up. And the other thing that I wanted to mention again, and I don't care if you're going to mock and scoff and laugh. We'll see who's laughing when this happens again. The stores are getting emptied out with supplies and stuff. People are sending me pictures of things and stores being emptied out. Brother Dan told me this morning that when he went shopping, there was nothing. The stores were emptied out. I think he went to Walmart to start with this morning. He said the shelves were empty. There was no food. And then I told him what happened. I said, I'm getting all these pictures of stores now. I'm not sure where they are, but the shelves are empty. And then who told me this? Someone told me that when they were shopping at Walmart, they were getting run over by the people that pick the orders. You know how you could get them delivered or you could go there and pick up the stuff? Well, those people apparently were mowing down the rest of the people just trying to shop. This is going to become scary at the end. This is why I'm saying have a plan. Who did I tell this to? Just a couple days ago. I said about ordering and having food supplies on hand, canning dry goods. We did that last year. Sister Amber and myself, we dry canned a whole bunch of, like, seeds. Okay, no, not seeds. Beans, rice. What else did we can? We canned a whole pile of things like that, dry canning. You can Google it. They'll tell you exactly how to do it. It was simple. You need to do this. Prepare for your family. If you don't prepare for your family, and you might not be here because of the rapture, someone else that's stuck here may be depending on your food to survive. This is what I said before. You don't know who might be eating that food you're saving or buying or storing. It might not necessarily be you. It might be the unrepentant, what did he call them, stubborn? Stubbornness. He is enraged by the stubbornness to humble yourselves and repent. So he's sending more judgments. Now you're seeing it all over. I can't even look at the news at this point. Every time I look at it, I see something else burning, a potential volcano coming up, earthquake, you name it, I see it. What else was I seeing that? I was like, what? All the fish dying off, let's see, birds dying off, what was the other things dying off? Manatees? I don't know. There's a whole bunch of things that are dying off from, I'm going to say, we polluted the earth and ruined it on everyone and the air. We did it to everything. Everything's dying off. Next, we will be dying off. And I have a prophecy saying that. Have a plan. The most important plan you can have right now, and I know I'm going on and on, but you need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That should be your top priority on the top of your list, and get a Bible and read it front to back. Don't sit there crying like a victim when things go south, and you know they're going to. Have a plan. Don't be sitting there like a victim. Know Jesus Christ. He is the Savior. He is going to save you. Government's not going to save you. Your neighbor next door is not going to save you. Your family's not going to save you. Only He can save you. All right, I'm going on. So I better get going. So I just wanted to mention a few prayer requests that I had out there for some of my friends. My friend Patty, she's still in need of prayer. Rosalie, Bernie, and our friend Jean. Who else did I want to mention and I'm going to forget? Oh, okay, then I see when I do prayer requests, I see a lot of unspoken prayer requests. Now, I usually pray over them. The Lord knows what your prayer request is. You don't even have to tell me. If it's something embarrassing, whatever, you don't need to say it. Just put unspoken. Now, I do go back and pray over all of the prayer requests under the videos in the comment section. Oh, that's what I want to mention. Thank you, everyone, who translates the messages in all the other languages. We really appreciate that. Thank you so much. What else did I want to mention there before I forget? Just make sure you're still subscribed to the YouTube channel and hit the notification button so you get notified when we put something else up. Facebook, yes, please share the messages. I'm still unrestricted. I don't know what I did this time, but I still see I can't do nothing. let's see. I think that's it. Just like I said, remember to like and share. Oh, I'm not adding people on my personal page. Just go to Sister Barbara Francis. I'll try to put the link under there, and you can just like and follow there. Put the same thing up. I still think I'm forgetting something. I should all remember the joke at 8 o'clock tonight. Okay, I better get going. God bless you all, and be safe. We love all you guys. Oh, I know. Thank you, everyone, of course, that supports the ministry financially so we can help other people in need and people struggling. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. Now that the times are hard for everyone. God bless you, and have a safe day. Did I forget anything? No, I don't think I did. It looks beautiful. We're coming into now in northeastern Pennsylvania. I looked at the weather, and I hate hot weather. I think we're getting like 7 days that are near 90 or in the 90s. I hate that weather. So God bless you all. We love you guys. Have a safe and blessed day today. I hope this recorded. Okay.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me once again on my YouTube channel. Today is July the 13th of 2021. The word I'd like to release to you today piggybacks on the word released yesterday, as it seems the Lord is sharing his heart about the times that we are living in. But so that those who may find these messages confusing regarding where we are on God's timeline of events, I would like to clarify my understanding of the order of end time events. Not that my understanding would dictate, but as I have pondered the words the Lord has given me, I've tried to put the puzzle together in my own mind. I think we can all agree that we are living in the end times, that the stage is being set, not just for the Lord's return, but for the time of the tribulation and the revealing of the Antichrist. I think most of us have a sense that we are in the preliminary stages of these events taking place. And the speed at which these events are taking place is escalating. If you ask me where I think we are on God's timeline of events, I would say that we are at the end of the church era and that we are beginning to experience the last event of the church age before we are raptured. And that event is the harvest. Once the harvest is brought in, I believe the Lord will rapture his church. And this is prior to the great tribulation. During that time, I believe the church is experiencing the marriage supper of the Lamb. After the 7-year period of the tribulation, I believe that we will return with the Lord to fight the battle of Armageddon, where all the wicked on the earth are destroyed, which, by the way, I believe, according to Scripture, is quickly accomplished. And then the Lord Jesus will set up his reign upon the earth for 1,000 years, known as the millennial reign of Christ, and that we will reign and rule with him. I understand there are many different positions on when the rapture will take place, but my belief and understanding is that it will take place prior to the tribulation. And I believe that the rapture could take place any time, that the signs of the times we are living in are assuring us that the time of the Lord's return is soon. And just as the flood destroyed the earth in Noah's day, the judgment and wrath of God is ready to be poured out because mankind has pushed its limits to excel in its sinful nature. We just have to look at the advancement in technology and the sciences to see how mankind has digressed. We call it advancement, but truly it is a digression. The world is becoming more wicked by the minute, and so we should not be surprised that it would be time for the Lord to step in and to say, that is enough. And so we could ask, what is the positioning of God's people during this time previous to the rapture? And the answer to that is that we are victorious. That isn't going to change. We are overcomers. And this word today will encourage you that God has you in his hands and he is taking you into your destiny. These are glorious days for the Church of Jesus Christ. I'll begin reading scripture, Revelation 17, 12 through 14. The 10 horns you saw are 10 kings who have not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will receive authority as kings along with the beast. They have one purpose and will give their power and authority to the beast. They will wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will triumph over them because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and with him will be his called, chosen, and faithful followers. This scripture speaks of the Antichrist and the war that he wages against the Lord. And to my understanding, that becomes the Battle of Armageddon. What's interesting here is that the Antichrist is given power and authority for 1 hour. And we know that God's definition of time is different than ours. And yet, this scripture encourages us that this battle will not be long and drawn out, that Jesus is able to triumph over the enemy quickly and victoriously. This scripture too enlightens us to the fact that we will be in this battle with him, triumphing with him. Revelation 21, verses 2 through 4. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready like a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice out of heaven saying, behold, God's dwelling is with people, and he will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away from them every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more, neither will there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more. The first things have passed away. I believe this scripture refers to the millennial reign of Christ and the establishment of God's kingdom in its fullness upon the earth. So if we look at both of these scripture references together, we can be encouraged that the emphasis is not on the Battle of Armageddon, but on the victory of God over sin as he establishes a new sinless society upon the earth and fulfills his plan of redemption. I'll begin reading the word. Trying times are coming, times of famine in the land. but I am positioning my elect as overcomers who have learned that their dependency is not on the things the world has to offer, but on me, says the Lord. They have learned to look to me for all their needs. They have discovered that I am the source that never dries up. How I have waited for a people to call my own, a people brought through the refining fire and coming out as pure gold. How long I have waited for the time when my name will be made manifest in the earth through earthen vessels, when my people have no other gods before me, but cling to me as their only hope. What a day this is! I will lead my beloved into the wealth of nations, into the streams of living waters, into the full spectrum of my glory, because they are not conformed to the world and its ways, but have been transformed by my spirit into living epistles to be read by all. I will move you forward on and into your destiny. I have so much planned for you, so much is yet in store. Do not doubt that I would heal you and provide for you. I have a plan that cannot be comprehended by men, says the Lord. I am moving my own into positions of authority and bathing them in my presence and glory. The world will stand amazed when my own rise up in the land. This is what many call the underground church because it cannot be seen on the surface. It is not contained within the walls of man's institution. It is scattered throughout the earth in obscure places. But the day is coming when my sons and daughters shall arise in the earth for all to see. These are the ones I have mentored in the secret place. These are those who wandered far and wide looking for a heavenly home. These are those who did not fit within the boundaries prepared for them by the religious establishment. I have had them in hiding, but in this day these shall arise to take their rightful place of authority prepared for them since the beginning of time. I am speaking to the hearts of these and moving them out into full view, says the Lord. I am ushering them forward by the power of my hand. These have heard the call to come out of the world, out from among men who have been set apart and changed in my presence. They came to me, and I have taken them into the place of rest. These are my spokespersons, my chosen, who will demonstrate my power to the rest of the world. They shall walk in the full measure of my spirit into all the earth, to gather up the harvest. The clarion call has gone out, and I have released my angels into the fields. This is the day when the nations shall gather against my elect, but with one swift swing of my sword, I shall cut them down. Have you anticipated this day? Have you pondered the end of all things as you know them? I tell you, the time is short, for I am mustering up my army, and the battle will begin. Light will overtake darkness, for I shall come with my armies in heaven and put the enemy under my feet. I shall come to reign and rule in the earth. All sorrow shall flee away, and the mourning dove shall be heard in the land. This is the morning of the third day, and I shall come with those who are mine to establish my kingdom rule over all the earth. The time is soon. As I mentioned, this is another word regarding the end of the end times that we are living in and the events that are still on God's timetable. Once again, this word speaks of those who have been hidden and who will be taken out of hiding and paraded forth in the earth, functioning in demonstrations of the power of God for the purpose of bringing in the harvest. This is the overcoming church, the valiant church, the victorious church. This is the positioning of the church prior to the rapture. So be encouraged that the world as we know it is truly passing away, along with its grief and pain and suffering, and the stage is being set for the Lord to implement his rulership in the earth for his millennial reign. I hope this word has blessed you on this day, and though it has reiterated what has been said in other videos, these words should not be underestimated, because this is our future and things are moving forward at a rapid pace. Thank you for listening today. Have a great afternoon. May the Lord keep you under his wing of protection and encourage you to stay focused on him and what he is doing in this day. Till next time, bye for now.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Brother Elby and Sister Lisa, for letting me know. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Luna, everyone who's in the chat room, those that are listening in the air on the cell phones, computers. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. May God bless you. May God bless you. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Heavenly Father, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You will put words, Lord, in my mouth to speak to your people, Jesus. Minister to your people, Holy Spirit. Minister to your people, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we pray. And in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, take charge of my protection and my family and everyone who's listening in the Lord's hour. Everyone, brother and sister, young and children, may God bless you and may God protect you with his holy and mighty blood. Holy Spirit, take charge of all of us. Protection, everyone who's listening in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Cover us, Jesus, with your holy blood. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Jesus, from all kind of all type and kind of sins that we have committed against you since the day that, hallelujah, was born until now, Lord Jesus, and until the last second of the rapture, Lord. Forgive me, Jesus, because I am here, Lord, before you and your temple, Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord's hour. Hallelujah. This is your temple, Jesus. This is all about Jesus. This is all about Jesus. Hallelujah. May God be the glory and the honor. The glory and the honor and reverence to Jesus, to our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Yeshua. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Welcome, Jesus. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, 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 welcome to this place. Thank you, Father God, for Jesus and Holy Spirit. Be here with me and with all of your people, Jesus and Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. God is good. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind every evil spirit from north, south, east, west, up and down, in Jesus' name. Powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell, in Jesus' name. Clear the air, Jesus. Clear the air. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, I pray. In Jesus' name I pray, in Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah. May the Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you, Satan, you and your demons. Every type of bad spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, we bind them all and break the powers by the blood of Jesus and send them all to the pit of hell. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, welcome to the Lord's Hour, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Hallelujah. Return, Jeremiah 3:14. Let's read Isaiah 54:5 first. For your maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts in his name. And your Redeemer, hallelujah, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the God of the whole earth. Praise the living God. Jeremiah 3:14, return all backsliding children, says the Lord, for I am married to you. I will take you, one from a city and two from a family, and I will bring you to Zion. Hallelujah. God put into my spirit to tell all his people to start fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. There's an urgently call for the bride to be on fasting and prayer, so the Lord also can deliver you from whatever kind of a problem or disease that you are going through, or also preparation of the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. 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 Here's a verse, Proverbs 20, verse 1. Where the word of God let us know wine is a marker, strong drink, a brawler, and a whoever is led astray by, it is not wise. If you got problems of drinkenness, you need to be delivered. It's not the time to be playing. It's not the time to be sinning. But if you have this problem, go to fasting and prayer so the Lord can deliver you from drinking, from smoking, from whatever addiction, from drugs, anything that you have that only you know and the Lord knows. And God wants, hallelujah, his people to be delivered. You're a new creature. You're a newborn Christian. We should not be doing this, brothers and sisters. You should not be doing this. That was the old you, not anymore. And if you have you got problems with this, you better be right. Better be right with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God find you spiritually and please with him, pleasing to him, to the groom, because we are his bride, and the bride of Christ should be cleansed, should be holy, as the word of God let us know, be holy. Because I am holy, says the Lord. So we shall stay away from all this and do not participate in any of these things. For you do not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, is the word God in his word in 1 Corinthians 6:19. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own. Drink no wine or strong drink, you or your sons with you, when you go into the tent of meeting, lest you die. It should be a statute forever, a statue forever to your generations. Woe to those who rise early in the morning that they may run after a strong drink, who tarry late into the evening as wine inflames them. Isaiah 5:11. Hallelujah. God wants to deliver you. Woe to those who rise early in the morning to look for a beer or for any type of alcohol since the morning until the evening prayer, repentance, prayer and repentance, prayer and repentance, so God can deliver you. Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and valiant men in mixing a strong drink. Isaiah 5:22, the word of God, let us know. And a lot of people, you know, or some people say, you know, or smoking is not a sin. Let's take a look at the Bible. Let's read the Bible. Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and valiant men and mixing a strong drink. The end of all things is at hand. Hallelujah. The end of all things is at hand. So we have to be prepared and away from all these things that causes your soul to be stained or wrinkled. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers. Hallelujah. We got to have self-control. Oh, help us to be self-controlled. The Holy Spirit is within us. And the Holy Spirit help us, hallelujah, with all these problems. Hello, church. The King is coming back, and he is getting us ready, hallelujah, ready and cleansed for the broom. Nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:10. Oh, but some say, it's not a sin to smoke or drink. 1 Corinthians 6:10, and there's so many biblical verses. Nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:10. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Deliverance must be prayer, fasting. May the Lord not find you doing these things. Hallelujah. Some people are going to be left behind. You know, if you will be reading the Word of God and obeying what the Word of God is letting us know to do, you didn't have to. You don't have to be left behind for such as things. The Word of God, hallelujah, let us know, be holy because I am holy. And he's letting us know, God is letting us know to avoid these things, not to participate in these things, not to do these things. And the Word of God let us know. There are biblical verses about it. God is getting us ready. Hallelujah. We don't know the date and the hour. Only Father God knows. We have to be guarded, and we have to be prepared, and we have to, hallelujah, be in repentance, because you don't know when the King, hallelujah, will come back, and you don't want to be unguarded. For to this you have been called, says the word God, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example. Did Jesus do those things? No. He left us an example so that, hallelujah, we might follow in his steps. We should follow his footsteps. Say this, that, hallelujah, will Jesus do something like that? No. Did Jesus do something like that? No. So as an example on how or who the Lord was, we should do the same thing as follow the example of, praise your name, Yeshua. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. For if we go on sinning deliberately, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Hebrews 10:26. Deliberately, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, after receiving the knowledge of the truth, if we're reading the Word of God, we're reading the Word of God. So if you're reading the Word of God and it's letting you know, hallelujah, it's letting you know everything on what to do and not to do, and you already know the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sins. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We gotta be careful. We have to be careful. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Yeshua. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery. But be filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Let's glorify God instead with prayer. Hallelujah. With a relationship. Hallelujah. Being with him, trusting God, praying to God, fasting. Hallelujah. Those are things that pleases the Holy Spirit. Everything, hallelujah, that is good and pleasing to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we should do everything that God gets pleased. Praise your name, Jesus. The Lord wants us. He wants us to fast and pray. There's an urgency to fast and pray. The church needs pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship, fasting and prayer, Romans 12:1. Hallelujah. And why does the Lord want us to fast for deliverance, to get closer to God, to please God? There's so many, hallelujah, reasons that only God knows. And it's very good. Also because the Word of God let us know to stay in prayer, to fast, to be holy and acceptable to God. That's the reason why, so we can stay holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Proverbs 31:6. Give strong drink to the one who is perishing and wine to those in bitter distress. You see? So when people drink, it's because of depression, because you're feeling sad. And that is the enemy affecting your life. It's affecting your spiritual life. It's affecting you. It's affecting your family. It's affecting everyone. And God wants to deliver you. God is faithful and he is truth. He's not going to take anyone who is alcoholic that suffers from alcohol or other type of drugs to heaven, because he will be contradicting his word. And he is not a God who will lie. He's a just God and a truthful God, hallelujah, that he wants us to go to heaven. But we need to break those bad habits or addictions. Hello. Praise your name, Jesus. He wants his people to break those bad habits and addictions. Cleanse the bride. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. He wants us to be holy, because he is holy. For the one who sows to his own flesh, says the word of God, will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. If you feed your flesh, it's just going to reap corruption. It's just going to be, you're going to be feeding your flesh. It's just going to be, you're feeding more into the sin. Feeding more sin. The flesh is weak, but the Spirit is strong. You want to feed the Spirit. How do you feed the Spirit? By praying, communication with God, and fasting. That's how you make his Spirit stronger. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And how do you feed the flesh? Drinking. So you name it, all type of sins. Hallelujah. God is good and God wants us to break that flesh. Disobedience is part of the flesh. Stubbornness is part of the flesh. Drunkenness is part of the flesh. Adulteress is part of the flesh. Stealing is part of the flesh. What else? Saying bad words is part of the flesh. There's so many things. Disobedience, stubbornness, all of those things are part of the flesh. So how do we break the flesh? Avoiding those things. Instead of being disobedient, be obedient. Instead of being stubbornness, be more, hallelujah, eager to listen to God, submissive. Surrender to the Lord. Praise your name, Jesus. Instead of drinking alcohol and putting that toxic thing into your body, why not praying? Why not getting your spirit stronger and fill. Why not fasting instead? Or give to your body some fruits, some vegetables instead. Hallelujah. Some very good shakes. Tame. A lot of green, you know, vegetables or fruits, which that actually can help you. So fasting, if you want to do Daniel 21 days. So many, hallelujah, ways to fast. We can't give an excuse to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For he will be great before the Lord, and he must not drink wine or strong, 115. And he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let's get filled with the Holy Spirit in us, even from his mother's womb. Hallelujah. Filled with the Holy Spirit instead. Joy, peace, surrender. Hallelujah. Submitting to our Lord. Obeying. Everything what the Word of God is letting us know, obedience must be, is better than sacrifice. And instead of being stubborn and all that pride, remove that in Jesus' name through fasting and prayer. And instead of, to be stubborn, be humble. See, when, hallelujah, we pray for God to, we pray to God to help us and to give us humble, to make us humble, humility, to give us humility. When we do that, the test will come. The test will come. And then as soon as it happens, and if it fails, you have to pick up yourself and continue to do it. But it will come. It will come. The test will come. Anything that you ask the Lord, it will happen. If you're praying, Lord, help me on obedience, God is going to test you. Hallelujah. And why is that? Because he wants you to obey him. You know, prayers, you have asked the Lord, Lord, remove this disobedience or stubbornness from me. The Lord have tested you. And it's hard, but it's not easy. But it's not impossible. Hallelujah. It is not easy, but it's not impossible, because with God, everything is possible. And when the test comes, because it will come through prayer, you have already asked the Lord to remove a stubbornness or pride or disobedience from you, because you want to change. And you want to be right with God, and when the rapture happens, you want to go home, hallelujah, with the Lord. But then when the test comes, either you will do it or you will not do it. God, so when it happens or when it comes, we will succeed. We will be able, hallelujah, to do it for our Lord, because we love him. Because we love him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He who is often reproved, yet suddenly be broken beyond healing. Proverbs 29, verse 1. But my people did not listen to my voice. Israel will not submit to me, Psalms 81:11-12. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels. We got to be careful, because when we become so disobedient or stubbornness, look what God can do. He says, so I gave over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own counsels. The Lord can do that too. You don't want, like Pharaoh, remember Pharaoh? That he was so stubborn that his heart actually became harder and harder. And it got so hard that he didn't want to let God's people. He didn't want to let them go. And his heart got so hard. And it got so hard because he was very disobedient, very stubborn and rebellious. And so that's the thing. We got to be careful not to continue with it, you know, with disobedience or stubbornness, because our heart can get in trouble, can get hard. And once it gets hard, God is just going to let that happen to be, so then you can follow your own counsels. Hello, church. But because of your heart and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself on the day of wrath, when God's righteous judgment will be revealed. Hallelujah. Romans 2, verse 5. Because of your heart and impenitent heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself. We got to be careful, because that's why people go through trials, you know, and tribulation, or even being left behind, because of the hardened heart. Hallelujah. So when God's righteous judgment will be revealed, and then God is the one who's going to judge us. So we got to be careful. My brothers and sisters, always repent. Amen. But we need to stop doing the things that offend God. We need to, you know, the people of God. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Can you hear me, brothers and sisters? I have something going on here with my phone. I got disconnected, I believe so. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, I think I'm back. Can you hear me, Sister Luna, very well? Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. Hallelujah. Okay, I think that you can hear me. Hopefully you can hear me. Praise your name, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, sister. God bless you. God bless you. So we're talking about stubbornness. There are some people that suffer from this, is stubbornness and disobedience. And like I was saying, you know, we go through repentance, we pray, so God can forgive us, and yes, and he's faithful and true and merciful that he forgive us. But we need to just stop. The people of God, hallelujah, we have to be obedient, and we have to be humble and submitted to God. surrender ourselves to Jesus, my brothers and sisters, in everything, in everything. Hallelujah. I cannot do anything on my own. As I hear, says the word of God in John 5:30, as I hear, I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Praise your name, Jesus. For rebellion is the sin of divination, and presumption is the iniquity and idolatry, because you have rejected the word of the Lord. He has also rejected you from being king. So the Lord wants us to, he wants us to remove this. And how can we remove this? With the help of the Lord and deliverance. And how? Through prayer and fasting. Because this is not pleasing to God. And some people are going to be left behind because of this. Because of disobedience, because of stubbornness, because of so many other things, or also to be because, you know, it's God's plans too. But here's what it says in Galatians. People are going to be left behind because of this too. Galatians 5:19-21, as I said in the Lord's hour, Galatians 5:19-21, I'm going to repeat it again. Now the works of the flesh are evident, sexual immorality, okay? If you're doing that, and if you don't repent, you will be left behind. Impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, strife, jealousy, anger, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like this. I warn you, as I warned you before, says the word of God, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So I'm coming to let you know, I'm preaching, hallelujah, I'm just a servant, I'm serving of the Lord. I'm letting you know that these are the things that are going to keep you. These are the things that are going to make you be left behind if you don't repent and stop doing these things. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls, is the word of God, around like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge. Let's love discipline and knowledge that comes, hallelujah, from the word of God. But he who hates reproof the word of God says, he who hates reproof is stupid. Proverbs 12, verse 1. That's why anything that it comes, everything that comes from the Lord, when it comes from correction or discipline, we have to love it. We have to love it. And the word of God let us know. Every time we read the word of God and we hear from God, the Lord, hallelujah, is God of love, but he also disciplines his people. I am the truth vine, says the word of God, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Bear fruit. Preach the great news. Preach the gospel. And if you're not going to preach it here, you're going to preach it, hallelujah, later. It could be for the millennium, or it could be for the tribulation. The great news, hallelujah, the word of God. The gospel. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes it away. And every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, says the word. And I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself. So we cannot do anything without Jesus. We cannot bear any fruit in our own without the help of the Holy Spirit we are helpless. We can't do anything. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank God, hallelujah, for Jesus. Unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. It's the word of God in John 16, 127. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I am in him, he is, hallelujah, that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you cannot do anything. That's why we need Jesus. And that is why also we need the Holy Spirit. Without Jesus and without the Holy Spirit, we can't do anything. We can do everything with Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Praise the living God. Hallelujah. 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 But the word of God warns us and tell us, but as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. And I keep on warning you about this too, because it is in the word of God. And some people, they avoid hell. They avoid talking about the bad news. No. We cannot avoid also the bad news that is hell, because we want to stay away from that. We want to know, hallelujah, what is gonna hallelujah, keep us away from hell. By doing everything that is righteousness, hallelujah, everything that is just, everything that is truth, everything that is holy, hallelujah. And everything, hallelujah, that fit the spirit, your spirit, and holiness, righteousness, everything what it pleases God, that will take you to heaven. You will avoid hell if you do those things. But if you, as the word of God says in Revelation 21, verse 8, but if you are a coward, it also says if you are faithless, if you don't have any faith, detestable, or a murderer, a killer, a sexually immoral, sorceress, idolatrous, idolatry, only God. Hallelujah. You worship only Jesus. No other statues or gods but Jesus. You kneel down only to Jesus. You go to your room and you pray only to Jesus, to Father God. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit will help you. But no other gods, no other idols. And it says also liars. Everyone who lies, their portion says the word of God. This is very serious. That's why I'm letting you know. Hallelujah. The liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death. It is the second death because there's no way out from hell. There's no more repentance in hell. It's too late for the souls that fall in there. And for those that doesn't believe the hell exists, Revelation 21, verse 8, is letting us know very clear, crystal clear, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur. I'm sorry to bring this up, but it's a warning to avoid you from going to this place. People that are listening, give your life to Jesus. Escape from what is coming. Hallelujah. Escape from all this. Escape from hell. Escape from tribulation. Escape. Run. Go to the Lord. He is, hallelujah, our fountain, our living water fountain. He is the way and the truth. No one goes to the Father except through Jesus. You have to go to the Lord to go to the Father. And this will go away into eternal punishment, says the word of God in Matthew 25:46. And this will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So righteous, you're righteous, you go to the eternal life. And everyone who practices those things that I have just mentioned to you, murderers, sexual immorality, sorcery, idolatry, and liars, their portion is going to be eternal punishment.
And the word of God keeps warning us to do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. May God have mercy. May God have mercy. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. May he have mercy, hallelujah, for all of us. Do not fear those who kill the body. Don't even worry. If you are going to be, for those that are going to be, excuse me, for those that are going to be left behind, don't be afraid if they're going to destroy your body or kill your body. But rather fear him, fear the Lord, who destroys the hallelujah, both soul and body in hell. May the Lord have mercy to please God. And we got to please him with everything, with our obedience, submission, surrender, righteousness, hallelujah, holiness. We got to please the Lord. Revelation, hallelujah, 20, 10. And the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire. See, that's what the devil does. The devil deceives the world, deceives the people. And then the souls, they get thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet were. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's Satan's future. The beast and the false prophet. They're going to be tormented day and night, forever and ever. And that's why they want to take you down there. They want, their goal is to take every soul, every human down there. That's why they deceive people and they make people sin and they make everything possible to take you away from Jesus so you can be with them, because their future is there. So they don't care. And so we have to be wise. We can't be falling into their plan or sin. We need to stay away from any type of a sin or unrighteousness. Hallelujah. We have to stay in righteousness to make it in the rapture. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord, says the word of God. The wages of sin is death. So if we continue on sinning, what is it going to be? Death. What is death? It's the second death. What is the second death? It's hell. May the Lord have mercy. But the free gift of God is eternal life. And who is the free gift of God? It's Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ. He was giving it to us. We were bought with his, hallelujah, with his blood. We were purchased. We belong to Jesus. And if you're not belong to Jesus, give your life to Jesus and say, Lord, have mercy for me. I repent, Jesus, from every all type and kind of a sin that I had committed against you since the day that I was born until tonight and until the last second of the rapture. Forgive me, Lord. Write my name, hallelujah. Write my name in the book of life. My Lord, have mercy for my soul. Have mercy for me, Jesus. You are my eternal life, Jesus Christ, because I have given you my life. I've given you my heart. I believe in you. I believe that you are the Son of God. Escape, hallelujah, from the wrath of God. The wrath of God, it was going to be in tribulation. Escape from the wrath of God. Hallelujah, for the young people that are listening. Run for your life. Run and give it to Jesus. Matthew 25:41. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you curse, into the eternal fire, prepare for the devil and his angels. It's very difficult to say these words, but it is in the word of God, and we need to warn his people, and we need to warn the people. Hallelujah. On that day, those that are going to be on the left. He's going to say, depart from me. May God have mercy. Depart from me. May God have mercy. And then he's going to say, you curse into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. God didn't mean it like that. He created hell for his demons. For Satan and Satan demons. He created for them. But he didn't create it for you. He created for Satan and his demons. Hallelujah. God doesn't want you to go down there. He doesn't want you to go to hell. No. But we choose what we want, and we choose here on earth. We choose what we want. And if you want to choose heaven, you choose righteousness. You choose holiness. Hallelujah. You choose what is right, what is just, what is justice. Everything about being just is from God and righteousness and holy, because God is holy and his truth. And you know already the opposite of righteousness. You know the opposite. Not pleasing God. Where is that going to take you? Be wise and continue to repent and staying away from sinning. So we can make it, hallelujah, into that beautiful moment, the rapture, and go with Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, Revelation 20, verse 15, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Make sure that your name is found in the written, hallelujah, in the book of life. Don't take the vaccine. Stay away from that garbage. Stay away from that garbage. Don't take the vaccine. It's not good. It's a dangerous phone. It's very dangerous. God does not want us to get that. Hallelujah. Praise God. And if your name is not found in the book of life, it's going to be thrown into the lake of fire. Say, Father God, I prayed in Jesus' name, my Lord, that my name, hallelujah, it is written in the book of life. Have mercy of me and forgive me. I repent, Jesus, from all unrighteousness. I repent, Lord, from all kind of sins that I committed against you. And I'm so sorry, Lord, I repent. It has to be a truthful repentance. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And if your name, it is written in the book of life, praise God, hallelujah, the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Because on the day that you die, even before the rapture, or in the moment of the rapture, you will go, hallelujah, meet the Lord in the air. You will go with him forever and ever. And if anyone's name, hallelujah, I already read that, Matthew 5:22, but I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says you fool will be liable to the hell of fire. Forgive and forgive and forgive and forgive your brother in blood or your brother in Christ. Forgive them. It's not worth it. You want Father God to hear your prayers. You want to make it in the rapture. Or if you die before the rapture, you want to go to heaven. Forgive, forgive, forgive. Do not let Satan put unforgiveness in your heart. And if you can't do it, every time you're going to pray for that person, you say, Lord God, I pray that you will bless. You will bless that person and mention that person's name, and that will help you to forgive, and that will help you to be the leader, because not forgiving, unforgiveness, is a demon. It's a change that the demon put in your heart and your legs, so you will not be able to forgive. So ask the Lord to deliver you. And how will you be delivered? With your own actions through prayer. Hallelujah. Pray. Fast. Pray and fast. Pray and fast and you will receive. Pray and fast and you will receive. Forgive me, Lord. I pray for so-and-so. Lord, I bless so-and-so. Lord, I bless so-and-so. Hallelujah. And I bless him or I bless her. I bless him or I bless her. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name to be blessed. And help me to forgive, Lord. Help me to forgive this person. And then, hallelujah, God is going to help you. He's going to break those chains. He's going to deliver you. And you will become free. You will be free. And it'll be easier for you to forgive that person. You're going to say, wow. You're going to see that person when he or she comes to the house or when you see this person someplace. And you're going to see like nothing happened. Wow, why was I so angry with this person? Yeah, he or she hurt me, but I don't feel anything right now. Because with God, things, everything is possible with God. Everything. All you need to do is pray and ask, and you will receive. Those are very good and excellent prayers. To pray and ask, as the word of God tells us, and you will receive. Those are excellent prayers. God will definitely grant you that prayer. He will definitely give you that. Hallelujah, because it is a good thing. Because God wants to deliver you. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May God, hallelujah, have mercy. May God have mercy. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Welcome, welcome, Sister Consuelo. May God bless you. Hallelujah. I know I'm reading the comments right now in the chat room that Sister's saying that the whole family has it. I am really sorry. Some members of my family have them too, and it's very sad. Very sad. We're talking about, hallelujah, we're talking about the jab. You know, we can't really say that anymore, which you know what I'm talking about, because this is a great message that we're giving to people, and we don't want nothing to go wrong, amen, or for them to block us or cancel, and may the Lord Jesus Christ cancel the enemy plans. May the Lord, hallelujah, may the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, cancel the enemy plans in Jesus' name. And our families, family members, hallelujah, and with the Lord's hour, that this message will continue, hallelujah, so people can listen and hear the truth. Praise your name, Jesus. Cancel the enemy plans. Cancel the enemy plan, Jesus. I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name to be done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 So fasting, my brothers and sisters, Matthew 6:16-18. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces that their fasting may be seen by others. Don't let anybody know when you're fasting. I've mentioned this in the Lord's Hour before, too. Be careful. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret, you in your room, you in your secret place, your bedroom. And your Father who sees in spirit will reward you. He will reward you. He will reward you here on earth, and he will reward you in heaven. Praise your name, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord wants his people to fast and pray. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all of your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Joel 2:12. Hallelujah. When I wet and humble my soul with fasting, it became a reproach. Psalm 69, verse 10, Daniel 10, 3. I ate no delicacies, no meat or wine into my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all for the full 3 weeks. There you go, 3 weeks. Hallelujah. I understand, my brothers and sisters, that some people are probably sick. Some people have diabetes. There are some ways to fast. You know, there's vegetables. Okay? If you have problems with your health, I advise, you know, my suggestion will be vegetables. Do Daniel fasting. Vegetables, nuts, and even fruits. And you can do that for 21 days. Or if you want to do just vegetables, you can combine that with just a little bit of a carbs like a potato and a lot of water. And a lot of type of vegetables and variety of nuts and a lot of water. Also in the morning, if you would like to do a protein shake with bananas and a lot of fruits on it, and throw it on the blender. And this is for people, you know, that are sick, that they have troubles fasting with water. Or however, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is going to lead you. Whatever God puts in your heart, you do it that way. Amen. But I'm just giving you a suggestion. If you have health problems, that it can be done that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart. This is what the Lord wants. The Lord wants us to go to him with all of our heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Amen. When I wept, says the word of God, and humbled my soul with fasting, it became my reproach. Psalm 69:10. And then Daniel again, I ate no delicacies. I don't know how to say that word. Please read Daniel 10:3. No meat or wine enter my mouth, nor did I anoint myself at all for the full 3 weeks. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:18. That your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. Make sure of that one too. Stay in secret in your bedroom. Only let Father God knows, Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And your Father who sees secret will reward you. And when they had appointed elders for them in every church, hallelujah, with prayer and fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. Acts 14:23. You know, God might probably wants you to fast. It could be for any reason, any type of a plan that he has. He has bigger plans for you. He wants you to do it for a reason. Please do it. He wants us to be prepared. He wants his bride to be prepared. He wants his bride to be delivered. He wants his people, hallelujah, to have a relationship with him. There's so many reasons why, and only him and you know why. It's not this the fast that I choose, as the word of God in Isaiah 58, verse 6, to lose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, here we go, and to break every yoke, hallelujah. This is the reason why he wants us to fast, to break that yoke that you have in you, to deliver you from the oppressed and for you to be free, hallelujah, to deliver you from bondage. To deliver you from every, to undo the straps of the yoke. Hallelujah. So those are the reasons why the Lord wants his bride, hallelujah, his people to fast, because he wants to work in areas. He wants to work with you. He wants to work with certain areas addictions, could be addictions, could be in any type of sin that you are doing it, and that you cannot stop doing that sin. Amen. And he wants to deliver you. Praise God. And also for you to be ready for the rapture and for you to be delivered. So two things why God wants us to fast. For us to be delivered and for us also to make it, hallelujah, in the rapture. We don't know, again, the date and the hour. Only our Father God knows, hallelujah. But that's why we got to keep ourselves on guard 24/7. I say, hallelujah, Luke 4, verse 2, for 40 days being tempted by the devil, and he ate nothing during those days. Now think about that. Hallelujah. And when they were ended, he was hungry. Amen. Jesus, he fasted for 40 days. He, hallelujah. You may say, yeah, but he was Jesus. He was God. Well, he wasn't a human form, just like us. And hallelujah, if he did it, if Moses did it, and many other ones did it, we're able to do it too. Amen. Praise God. Whoever wants to do it, whoever is being led by the Holy Spirit for you to do that. There's no pressure, no pressure here, nothing but your choice. This has to be from your choice. If loving God, we're doing it because we love him and because we are obeying him. Amen. As soon as I heard these words, I sat down. Nehemiah 1:4. 1:4, Nehemiah. As soon as I heard these words, I sat down and wept and mourned for days. And I continued fasting and praying before the God of heaven. Amen. So if we read the Word of God let us know, hallelujah, that is showing us and is letting us know that we should fast. Okay? We should fast. So we fast and implore our God, says the Word of God in Ezra 8:23. Listen very well. So we fast and implore our God. We beg our God for this, and he listened to our and hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good.
And Judy.
Hallelujah. Ezra 8:23. So we fast and implore our God for this, and he listened to our entreaty. But he answered, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. I want to be a good warrior of God, says Sister Luna. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to be good warriors for Jesus, for God. Hallelujah. You can pray to say, Father God, hallelujah, make us a good warrior for you. Make us, Lord Jesus, a good soldier, Lord Jesus, in obedience to you, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to obey you, and help us in every way, every situation, Lord. Hallelujah. And God, God answer our prayers. 1 John 5:14, 15. And this is the confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. And if we know that he hears us and whatever we ask is the word of God, we know, hallelujah, that we have the request that we have asked of him. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Hallelujah. So words from God. Hallelujah. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it in our passions. That's a good prayer. Good prayer. You ask. You are asking you, hallelujah, and you will receive it. You want to be, hallelujah, a good warrior, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God answers every prayer that we pray, my brothers and sisters. Every prayer, he answers us. He hears us. He hears us and he answers us. It's just all through faith. All works through faith, my brothers and sisters. All works through faith. Have faith. And you will see. You will see. You're going to say, wow, I was just praying for this last week. I was praying for this 3 days ago. And I got my answers. Hallelujah. I got my answers yesterday. Wow, I was praying for this. And then God brings us into our memory. He remembers us. Hallelujah, that he did answer the prayer that I was asking, whatever type or kind of a prayer that you were asking. Hallelujah, he will answer because he loves us, because he cares. Isaiah 65:24, before they call, I will answer. Praise God. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Did you hear that? Before they call, I will answer. Before, because he knows your thoughts, because he knows the present, he knows the future. That's the God we have. God is a mighty God. Hallelujah. He's powerful. Our God is wonderful, and he cares. He cares for us. Before you call, before they call, I will answer. Isaiah 65:24. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. Praise your name, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You did not choose me, says the word of God. But I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit shall abide. So that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. John 15:16. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever will draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. He will reward you. Seek him. And he will reward you. Have faith. And God will do what is impossible for you. He will do hallelujah. What is impossible for you, he will do the possible. He is the God of possibles. Because nothing is impossible for him. What is impossible for you, he will make it possible. That's faith. Whatever you have asked, hallelujah, with faith, he will give it to you. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, says the word of God in Mark 11:24, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Here's a good example. You're praying for a house. The God will give you a house and you're praying about it. I'm giving you an example. All you need to do is to believe that you have received it. You don't have it, but you believe that you will get it. You don't have it, but you believe, you will believe, and you believe that you will have it, and you already have it. In your mind, in your thinking, in your heart, it's already been there. You have received it already. You have believed it, and that's why it is going to be yours. That's how faith works. That is faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God says, pray without ceasing. We should pray. We should pray about it. You're feeling down, you're feeling depressed, cast your burdens unto the Lord and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Listen to that, Psalms 55:22. Hallelujah. He will sustain you. He will protect you. He will guard you. He will lead you. You will never be moved. If you're righteous, you will never be moved. His bride will never be moved. Hallelujah. And Jesus answered them, truly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what has been done to the fig tree, but even if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, it will happen. If you say, oh, you know what, I just applied for a job, but I don't know if I'm going to get it. You're not going to get it because you already said it. But if you say, I just applied for this job, and I like that job so much, and I believe that God is going to give me that job. Thank you, Jesus. But it has to be believing, though. You can't just say it. You have to believe to receive it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. If you say, man, I just wish I could have that job. I just apply. I send my resume, and I just apply for that job. And, oh, my goodness, I wish I could have that job because it's perfect hours, perfect everything. The time and the benefits are great. And, oh, I just wish I could have that job. If you believe it, that God is going to give you that job, you will have it. Even now, listen, all you need to do is believe. It's belief. That's all it is. Confess it. You only confess it because you put that seed into your heart to believe it. But you don't even have to say it as long as you believe it. If you believe it, it will happen. I just applied for that job. Do you like that job? Oh, I like that job. It's perfect hours. Okay. Where is it at? Okay, it's someplace. And it's even closer to my house. And then you're telling your husband that or your kids, and you go into the secret place in your room, in your bedroom, and you pray about it, and you say, Lord, I believe it, and I receive it. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, thank you so much for giving me the job. But you have to believe it, that it has been done, though. Thank you, Father God, because I know that that job is already mine. Thank you. And you walk out of that room not thinking about it, not worrying about it, but just expecting a phone call for an interview or a second interview, or just to let you know you got the job. That's how faith works. That is faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you say, if I let you know, I don't know if I'm gonna get it. It's such a perfect job, but I don't even know if I'm going to have it. You're not going to have it because by your own words, you are already giving the permission to those demons or the enemy to take the blessing away from you. If you say it, there's no demon that is going to take that away from you. If you believe it, if you say it and you believe it, it will be yours. So the blessing comes from heaven, and God will release that gift for you. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. That is faith. That is faith. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Hallelujah. Psalms 37:4-5. God wants his people to have faith because you are going to need faith. You don't have it. Empower by faith, God. Empower by faith. Fast and pray about it so God can empower your faith. And when it comes and God tests you, hallelujah, it's going to hurt, but that's okay. Why do I say it's going to hurt? Because faith comes with a task, with homework. God is going to allow something, you know, in your life for you to go through, and it's going to require faith. And sometimes it's painful because it could be regarding regarding. It could be regarding to your marriage, regarding to your job, or regarding your shoulders, regarding anything. And then you have to, you know, sometimes God allows that, so you then you can have faith. You can empower your faith. And depending the situation, it all depending on the situation, that at that moment you will either say it will happen, everything will go well, and it's, I know that things are going to work out. It's based on your actions, based on your words, based on confessing, and based on believing. If you all those three or four are combined together, you will pass it. You will pass that test with no problems. But if you have struggles and you go to the left and you go to the right, oh my goodness, I don't know what to do. Oh boy. And then you know. And you struggle, and you go here, and you go there, and then you start worrying that you didn't pass the test. There's going to be another time or another situation. And that's how it is. I'm letting you know from my own experience. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's how God empowered my faith. And it sometimes it requires pain. You know, it requires pain, but that's okay. Hey, whatever it takes to have faith, because faith is what pleases God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So if it is going to require for me to have some pain or whatever it is, may God, hallelujah, may God have mercy, but so be it. Because if that's your mentality, that I don't care as long as I please God. I want to please God, I want to obey God, and I want to have faith. I really want that so much because I want to please God, because without faith it is impossible to God. So God will allow that to happen in your life, and praise God. You're going to have the victory later. You will have the victory. You will have faith, and you will have the victory. Praise God. Because God, hallelujah, is the God of mercy, and also he cares for us, and he loves us, and he wants the best for us. He wants us to go to heaven. He wants us to make it to heaven. God wants us to be with him. He wants to have a relationship with us, and he wants us to have, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus, hallelujah. Okay. Sister said, yes, I have been praying for a job and finances. Hallelujah. I pray in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you will have a very good job, hallelujah, that the Lord will give you a new job in Jesus' name, and that your finances will do well and will get better in Jesus' name. Lord, help, hallelujah. Help sister. Help Sister Luna, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I pray that you, Lord Jesus, will open the windows of heaven and provide for her and her family. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. And all you need to say, sister, right there where you are, is say, Lord, I receive it. Hallelujah. I confess it and I receive it. And thank you, Father God, because I already have it. Praise your name, Jesus. I already have it. Thank you, Lord. And believe it. Believe it, and it will be yours. Believe it, and it will be yours. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will act. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have to delight ourselves in the Lord. Through prayer, having communication with the Lord, and he will give us the desires of our heart. Whatever it is in your heart that you desire, God is going to give it to you. Why is it that some people haven't gotten the desires of the heart? Because you're not delighting yourself with the Lord. If you would have been delighting yourself with the Lord, you would have everything already, or you would have the desires of your heart. Praise your name, Jesus. But it's never too late. Never too late. While we're still here on earth, it's never too late. Hallelujah. Repent. Hallelujah. And delight yourself into the Lord, and you will see. you will see, hallelujah, that God is going to give you the desires of your heart. For people that are worried, Philippians 4:6, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Hallelujah. Don't worry about anything. God has your life, you know, you in his hands. You are under his wings. He is protecting you. He's caring. He cares for you. He has better plans and bigger plans for you in the future. Praise your name, Jesus. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried about anything. Don't be depressed. Anxiety and depression and all those things come from the enemy. Do not let the enemy allow you to get there, because if you dwell in that, it's just going to get worse. It's just going to get worse. You don't want to dwell in depression. You don't want to dwell in anxiety. Don't dwell in that stuff. Because that doesn't come from the Lord. What comes from the Lord is joy, is peace. Hallelujah. It's joy and strength and peace. But as for me, I will look to the Lord, says the word of God. I will wait for the God. Hallelujah. My salvation. My God will hear me. Hallelujah. Micah 7:7. And call upon me in the day of trouble. You are in trouble. If you got COVID, or you got finances problems, or if you have problems with your house or your family, or yes, your marriage or your children, it says Psalms 50:50. The word of God says Psalms 50:15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Hallelujah. Why are we going to glorify them? Because he's going to deliver us. He's going to deliver you from trouble, from problems, from whatever circumstances, whatever problem. Could be a disease, could be anything. God will deliver you. And then you're going to glorify him. You're going to thank him because he has delivered you. Because that's the God we got. God is good and God is awesome. God is powerful. Hallelujah. And whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive. And you, if you have faith, it's the word of God. Matthew 21:22. Whatever you ask in prayer, whatever you ask in prayer, okay, you will receive if you have faith. That's why it is important to have faith. And that is why we can't please God if we don't have faith, see? Because we're asking, hallelujah, and we're not receiving. Why? Because we don't have faith. But with faith, everything is possible. With faith, everything is possible. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because faith, hallelujah, comes, hallelujah, from God. Every good thing comes from God. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. So it's the word of God in John 14:14. Father God, in Jesus' name, I ask for this. I ask for that. I will receive it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. I receive it because it is written in the word of God. It is written in the word of God. It's a promise from God, and it is written. Hallelujah. Help me fast. You got troubles dancing? You got troubles with this obedience? Say, Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray. I pray that you will help me in my weakness. You will help me in these areas that I can't conquer, where I can't do it. Lord, help me. Help me. If you ask me anything in my name, says the word of God, I will do it. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Prayer. Prayer. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Pray without ceasing. But when you pray, go into your room, as the word of God says. And let's shut that door in our bedroom and pray to our Father God who is in secret. And our Father who sees us in secret will reward us. Hallelujah. And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do. Matthew 6:7 says the word God. For they think that they will be heard for their many words. Don't repeat your words. Don't. Father God, I ask for this, 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 this. Boom, boom, boom. You just said it. In Jesus' name. That's it. And then you move to the next one and to the next prayer and to the next one. But don't repeat the same thing all over and all over, because you know what that is? That is doubting. That is not having faith. Repetition, God doesn't like repetition. It's just one word. Thank you, God. Thank you. Are you praying for yes, again? You're praying for a car. You're praying for a house. You're praying for your finances to get better. Just one time in Jesus' name. And Father God, thank you, Father God, for doing it. I already have it. Thank you. Believe it, and you will receive it. God does not like repetition, but if you do it again and again and again, so that the enemy knows that you're doubting, and he takes the blessing away from you. So don't let the enemy take the blessing away. But Lord, I have asked so many times, Lord, but it haven't happened. Because we got to be careful not to repeat so many times, because see, that's how the enemy knows. By repetition, by you staying away so many times, then it doesn't happen, because he say, okay, you know, your daughter or your son is repeating himself or is repeating herself. And the word of God says, you, because the enemy knows the word of God, you say it in your own word, not repetition. But look, she's doing it because she doesn't believe it. If she would have believed it and believe in you, she wouldn't be repeating herself. So that blessing is mine. I'll take it. So that's why we gotta be careful. We have to, hallelujah, believe in God. We gotta trust God. We gotta trust the Lord. But when you pray, go into your room and shut that door and pray to Father in secret, and he will reward you, okay? Therefore, confess your sins, says the Lord God, one another, and pray for one another that you may be healed. You got some health problems. Hallelujah. Go in secret. Ask God to heal you. Pour the blood of Jesus all over you. Say, Jesus, I believe that I've been healed in Jesus' name. I pour the blood of Jesus all over me. And I believe it, Lord. I confess it and I believe it. And I thank you, Father God. Thank him in advance. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. Hallelujah. And with faith, you won't be sick anymore. The prayer of the righteous person has great power, says the Lord God, as it is working. James 5:16. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's very encouraging to know, hallelujah, that we have a Father that hears us, that he listens to us. He listens to us. He hears our prayers, amen? But it all depends on our faith, my brothers and sisters. It all depends also on our faith. With faith, it's possible, and it's possible to please God. With faith. Without faith, it is impossible, amen? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Yeshua. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? Hallelujah. And we're just waiting. We're waiting for the Lord's return, for his glory. We're going to see Jesus, hallelujah, coming beautifully. And that's coming soon, my brothers. That's coming very quickly. I don't want to say soon. That's coming very quickly, because what we're seeing, because what is happening, it's just things are moving really fast. Hallelujah. But God wants us to be ready. He wants us, hallelujah, to train ourselves. Hallelujah. When I say training is through obedience, through everything that God wants you to do here on earth, he wants you to accomplish everything and pray and fast to, hallelujah, for us to be ready for the rapture. Amen. Hallelujah. And that salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved, through Jesus Christ. Acts 4:12. We are saved. We're saved. Hallelujah. Our salvation is found in no one else. No one else. The only one hallelujah, is Jesus Christ. Salvation is no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. Jesus replied, what is impossible with men is possible with God. And we should thank God he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He loves us and he loves us and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised because he has been giving us all the goodness, everything that comes. Everything that is good comes from the Father. We're being, hallelujah, we have a house, we have a place to live, we have a bed to rest, while a lot of people don't have anything, or the people, like the homeless people, we got to pray for them. And there's so many people that they need help, my brothers and sisters, so we should appreciate, we should be thankful for everything that God has given us and is giving us and providing for us. Because God is good and he cares, amen, and he loves us. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's Romans 10:9, excuse me. And so we're going to set up a prayer, my brothers and sisters. Praise God. We're going to pray, hallelujah, that God will, we're going to pray that God will help us through fasting, through prayers. We're going to pray that, hallelujah, that we'll be ready and in righteousness when the rapture happens. And we're going to pray also to God, hallelujah, that when we pray, when we pray and ask God anything in his name, that it will be given to us. Amen. We're going to pray for that. So if I miss anything, please let me know in the chat room. If you need any prayer, let me know in the chat room. I'm just looking at the chat room right now. And we're going to pray it. Amen. Father God, hallelujah, I pray, Jesus, that you will send archangels, hallelujah, from heaven, Lord, from your holy throne. Send archangels, Lord, to back us up in our house, inside and outside of our house, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for already doing it. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. Father God, I pray for the people in the Lord's hour that we will be ready for the rapture and the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That they, Lord Jesus, will be in righteousness and cleansed at that second of the rapture when it happens. I pray that they will be ready, Lord. I pray, Lord, that they will be ready, Jesus. All of us, Lord, all of us to be ready, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be ready. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for helping us to be ready. In Jesus' name we pray, Father God. Amen. Hallelujah. I pray, Father God, in Jesus' name, that anything that the people is asking, that they will receive it, Lord, as success in your word. I believe it, Jesus, because it is in your word. Hallelujah. I pray that they will have faith, my Lord. Empower their faith, Father God, in Jesus' name. I pray, hallelujah, for that to be done in Jesus' name and for them to receive what they have asked for through faith in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for doing that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for being here. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here. And thank you, Father God. Thank you so much for everything. I pray, Lord, that you will give us a strength, that you will give us peace in this time that is getting very difficult and that things are just happening very, very fast. Lord, I pray that you will keep us. Hallelujah. That you will help us and protect us and guide us and help us to stay away from sin. In Jesus' name I pray, Father God, and I thank you so much because I know that you are doing it. You're helping a lot of people in this matter. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lord. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, I pray. Hallelujah. 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 Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. I pray that you will visit our brothers and sisters in Christ and help them in their daily walk. Help us all in our daily walk with you, Lord. Help us, Father God. Help us, Jesus, to be humble like you. I pray that you will help us to surrender to you. I pray that you will help us in obedience to you. I pray, Lord, to help us, Lord, and to get rid of stubbornness and pride and to deliver us from all of that. In Jesus' name, Father God, I pray for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for doing it. Lord, I pray that you will deliver us from any change that the enemy have placed or have put on us, that you will deliver us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for doing that. I pray, Lord, that you will help, that you will help us all. I'm fasting and praying. In Jesus' name, Father God, I pray and I thank you so much because you are already doing it. Thank you, Father God, and thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for always, always guiding us and giving us conviction of sins. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for protecting us. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, I pray for those young people. I pray, Lord, for the young people that they will come to you and they will dedicate their life to you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, Father God, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for doing it. I pray for every listener, everyone who's listening in the Lord's hour. Hallelujah. I pray for them, Lord Jesus. They with you, trusting you, always to trust you. And thank you, Lord, for helping them to trust and put their eyes on you only. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I also pray, Lord, that you remove those demons and the enemy from my brothers and sisters in Christ that are trying so hard to get and to come to you. And sometimes for whatever thing that the enemy do, it is very hard or difficult for them to have a relationship with you. I pray, Father God, that you will release them from the enemy, that you will release them, that you will deliver them from the enemy and anything that the enemy has placed on them. I pray, Lord, that you will break those chains in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for doing it. Hallelujah. Praise be the name of the Lord. The Lord wants his people to pray. The Lord wants his people to read the word of God. The Lord wants his people to fast. And the Lord wants, hallelujah, to have a relationship with you. I pray for those, Lord, that having given their life to you, I pray that they will come to you and that every listener, young people, those that having given their life to Jesus, I pray for them to come to the Lord. Run, because time is getting short. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. He's going to help you. You got problems with addiction, with drugs, with anything, God will deliver you. You got problems with your house, with your marriage, any type of problem, you give your life to Jesus, God is going to help you in those matters. God will also deliver you, and you will become his, and he's going to be yours forever and forever. And any type and any kind of problems or circumstances, whatever the problem is, whatever it is, that only you and God knows, give your life to Jesus. Hallelujah. And he will help you. Hallelujah. God is faithful. And God is good. And God is merciful. And he cares for you. And he make you and you're special in his eyes. Hallelujah. Just say and repeat these words. I give my life to you, Jesus. I'm so sorry for all of my sins. I repent, Jesus, from all type and kind of a sin that I have committed, that I have committed against you. I am so sorry and I repent, Lord. Cleanse me from all of my unrighteousness and keep me clean. Write my name in the book of life and forgive me, Lord, and guide me, Jesus. Amen. And if you have said this prayer, welcome, hallelujah, welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome to his family. Welcome to his family, the family of God. And I encourage you to read the word of God, to stay in the Lord's hour, to follow us in the Lord's hour. And hallelujah, the Holy Spirit will help you. As soon as you give your life to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells in you, and the Holy Spirit will lead you and will guide you through Jesus Christ and through the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. And his love endures forever and ever. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, stay focused. Stay alert. Stay on guard. Always do not lose your guard. Always stay with Jesus. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you his peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As you go about your daily routine, may you expect the unexpected. May you be on the lookout for opportunities to glorify the Savior. Hallelujah. Step out in faith and believing in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Praise your name, Yeshua. Praise your name, Jesus. To you be the glory and the honor forever and ever. To you be the glory, my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping me. Thank you, Father God, for giving us Jesus and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And thank you for helping me. Thank you for being here. It's all about you, Jesus. And to you be the glory and the honor. And bless your tonight, my Lord. And I thank you so much for doing it. I thank you for protecting us all and for blessing us and for always taking care of us, for praying for us, for interceding for us, Jesus. I thank you so much. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us conviction of sins. I thank you so much for taking us always to Jesus so we can go through repentance. And thank you so much, Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, hallelujah. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. Until next time, stay always focused and alert. Hallelujah. Let's be always on your guard and keep looking up because the King is coming back. Amen. Again, we don't know the day and the hour, as we all know that only Father God knows. But we know that things are moving rapidly. We know that things are going crazy. We know that the world is upside down. And we know that we all need Jesus. Hallelujah. And that this world, fallen world, they need Jesus. If they can only give their life and go to the Lord and be with the Lord will save them and the Lord will protect them. Everyone, hallelujah, that haven't come to the Lord, give your life to Jesus. Give your life to the Lord because the Lord only wants to save you. The Lord only wants to give you good things and the Lord just wants to save your soul and protect you and take you to heaven. That's all what the Lord Jesus wants. He wants to have a relationship with you because he wants to bless you. He wants to be your friend. He's going to be your best friend. He's always faithful to us until the end and in eternity and in eternity. Because that's who God is. Amen. He's powerful. He's a mighty King. Hallelujah. And he loves us. He loves us. Amen. May God bless you, my brothers and sisters. And hallelujah. Until next time, my brothers and sisters, may God bless you, and shine his face upon you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, my brothers and sisters. Until next time, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to the message. Hallelujah, and God is good. To him be the glory. Amen. Shalom.